Hey everybody, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Depression to Drive. If you're feeling like your stress levels are creeping up higher than a caffeine addict on a Monday morning, you're not alone. We're all juggling a million things these days, work, family, relationships, that ever-growing laundry pile. It can feel overwhelming. Today, we're diving headfirst into something crucial, crafting a self-care plan to combat stress and reclaim your inner Zen master. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, self-care is just another buzzword, hear me out. This isn't about bubble baths and face masks, though those are awesome. It's about building sustainable habits that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Think of it like this. You wouldn't neglect your car. You'd take it for regular checkups, change the oil, maybe even give it a good wash now and then, right? Well, your mind and body deserve the same TLC. Here are 5 key takeaways to build that powerful self-care plan. First up, listen to your body. Ever feel that gnawing tension in your shoulders or that tightness in your chest when stress hits? Your body is talking to you. Recognize those signs early on. It's like a smoke alarm going off. Don't ignore it. Pay attention to how different activities make you feel. Do some things energize you, while others drain you? Understanding your unique responses is the first step to creating a plan that actually works for you. Second, prioritize movement. I know. Exercise can be the last thing on your mind when stress levels are through the roof. But trust me, it's like hitting the reset button. Even a short walk in nature can do wonders. Think of it as a mental detox. You don't have to run a marathon or lift weights. Just find something that gets you moving and makes you feel good. Third, fuel your body right. We all know junk food is tempting, but when stress hits, reaching for those processed snacks can actually worsen things. Think of your diet like a fuel source for your brain and body. Choose whole foods, fruits, vegetables, lean proteins, the stuff that gives you sustained energy and keeps your mind sharp. Fourth, cultivate mindfulness. This doesn't mean becoming a meditating monk overnight. It's simply about being present in the moment and tuning out the constant mental chatter. Try simple things like taking a few deep breaths, focusing on your senses, or practicing gratitude. Just taking a few minutes each day to be mindful can make a world of difference in managing stress. And finally, don't forget the power of connection. Humans are social creatures. Spending time with loved ones, connecting with friends, or even just engaging in meaningful conversations can significantly reduce stress and boost your overall well-being. Remember, you don't have to go it alone. Reach out and build those connections. Okay, let's bring this to life with a real-world example. Imagine Sarah. She's juggling a demanding job, a family, and trying to keep up with her social life. She's constantly feeling overwhelmed, like there's never enough time or energy. But she decides to implement some self-care strategies. She starts going for walks during her lunch break, makes healthy meals at home instead of grabbing takeout, practices deep breathing exercises before bed, and makes a conscious effort to connect with friends more often. The result? Sarah feels calmer, more energized, and better able to handle the daily challenges. She's found that taking care of herself isn't selfish, it's essential. So, remember, creating a self-care plan is an investment in yourself, your well-being, your happiness, your overall success. It's not about being perfect or doing everything right. It's about making small, consistent changes that add up to big results. You deserve to feel good, and it all starts with taking care of yourself. Think about the key takeaways from today's episode. What resonated most with you? Which strategies are you ready to implement in your own life? Remember, this isn't just a one-time thing. Self-care is an ongoing journey. Be kind to yourself, celebrate your successes, and keep moving forward. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, share it with a friend who might need a little motivation. Thanks for tuning in to Depression to Drive. Until next time, stay motivated, stay inspired, and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.